Book of Jonah, chapter number 3. We'll begin reading verse number 1. The Bible says, "And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time." If we had time, we'd go back to chapter number 1. The Lord spoke to Jonah, told him to go preach to Nineveh. Jonah said, "Okay." And he went and chartered a boat and went in the opposite direction. And God sent a great storm. The sailors who were skilled at sailing the rough seas and never seen a storm like that. Jonah said, "I know what the problem is. It's me. Throw me overboard." They didn't want to do it, but they did, and the storm ceased. God made a great fish, a whale, swallowed up Jonah. Chapter 2 is all about Jonah being in the belly of a whale for 3 days and 3 nights. Can you imagine all the acid, all the whatever else that whale had eaten, and all that was in there and churning, and all the fish going up and down and flipping and flopping, and he's in the middle of all that? He finally repented towards God and said, "I'll go preach to him," and God had the whale vomiting him up on the land. And that's where we are right here. And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, "Arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee." So Jonah rose and went unto Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them even to the least of them. For the word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he rose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him and covered him with sackcloth and sat in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, "Let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn every one from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hands. Who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger, that we perish not?" And God saw their works, and they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he had said he would do unto them, and he did it not. Can I say this text gives the account of one of the greatest revivals recorded in Scripture? I want to look at a few things about this wonderful campaign, this wonderful revival, and glean from it, because we're getting ready to go into meat. I want you to, first of all, notice the place. In verse number 2, God tells Jonah, "Arise and go unto Nineveh." He says, "That great city." In verse number 3, the last clause of the verse says, "Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey." They tell me that the city of Nineveh was 20 miles long, 12 miles wide, and the circumference was 60 miles. They said on a good day, a man's journey was 20 miles. So it would take 3 days to walk around this city. They tell me that the wall of this city was 100 feet tall, and it was broad enough for a chariot to ride on. They said that it had 1,500 towers, and each tower was 200 feet high. It was a great city. We see the place that it happened. But can I say, Brother Donald, it wasn't Jerusalem. It wasn't Judah. It wasn't Bethel. It wasn't a prominent place where God had met and done works before. Matter of fact, before in Jonah, you hadn't heard of Nineveh. And can I say, after this great revival, 70 years later, a generation later, they turned their back on God again, and Nineveh was utterly destroyed, and you can't find it today. So can we say, even though it was a great city, it was an obscure place? Now I want you to not only notice the place, it's a large place, but it was a lewd place. In chapter number 1, verse number 2, it says this, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me." Can I say that it is a lewd place? It is a wicked place. God calls it wicked. I don't know what all was going on in Nineveh, but I can say this, it wasn't good. When God pronounces judgment that he's going to destroy you, it's good. Can I say this, Miss Jackie? There are sometimes we think God's not paying attention, but he's always keeping a record. And the Bible says, be sure your sins will find you out. And can I say that there comes a point when God says, enough is enough. And that day came for Nineveh. It was a large place, it was a lewd place, but it was a loved place. God still cared enough about it that he sent a preacher down there. Aren't you glad he's long-suffering to us? We're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Aren't you glad that for God so loved the world that